even if you've never been in shul before in Tisha B'Av, which there are most of Klai Yisrael has not been, you know this kina. And when you finally come into shul, you say, well, that's a kina, that's an ancient tefillah. Tzion Halo Tishali has become so famous, sort of even outside the context of the kinos. And this is the beginning, I believe, of 10 kinos known as like the Tzion kinos. Just maybe pose a question people think about. The kina, every kina begins Tzion Halo Tishali, Tzion, Tzion. The Mem Aleph is Shali Srufa Ba'esh, which we're going to do in a second. How does that sort of fit into this grouping of the Tzion kinos? Something that the Rav and others discuss, but something just to reflect upon. Now, the obvious question, we know, of course, who wrote Tzion Halo Tishali. Who wrote it? Before I say, of course, Yehuda Levi. Now, Yehuda Levi is far, far, far and away probably the most passionate of all the Rishonim. That's probably true in general. He was a person of tremendous philosophical depth, but tremendous passion. Especially when it came to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't write the way that often Rishonim write. You know, halacha and categories and mitzvos, and it is a mitzvah. Like, you know, Yehuda Levi wrote the way that you would have expected Rav Kook to write, or Echad Ha'am, or people like of the late 19th, early 20th century with this like overflowing passion about Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the truth is, the Rishonim, you know, if I ask you, how many times does the Rambam even mention Eretz Yisrael and all of Mor Nevuchim? One time. It doesn't talk about it. The Ramban talks about it in many places, about the issues of mitzvot. It is a mitzvah move there, according to the Ramban. And he also discussed it in a letter to his son, when he got to Israel, and he found Israel desolate and no binyanim. But again, it's not sort of the passion of Yehuda Halevi. Yehuda Levi still to this day resonates as the single most passionate statement of love of Israel. I wish I could fly there. I wish I could be there. If my heart could only soar there. Libi b'mizrach. This is Yehuda Halevi. And what's so beautiful, I believe, for us is that same spirit that Yehuda Halevi had. And by the way, I should say that I think many people know the story of Yehuda Levi, that he came to Israel, probably got trampled by a group of Bedouins. It's not clear whether that story is true. Right? People talk about it, that he finally got there and he didn't make it. It's not clear if it's true, but it's only taken on a life of its own if it's not. But that feeling that Yehuda Levi had in Spain 800 plus years ago is something that we still very much feel to this day. A person arrives there in Israel and they get out of the airport and they drive on Highway 1. Just this amazing longing of being there. And I think that's something that I think personally, and I believe all of us, you know, even more so just recently, just like, what are we doing here? I just want to be like there. You want to be connected to where the heartbeat of Israel is. But I guess as it relates to keynotes, the question is, what's it doing here? I mean, it's beautiful and it's passionate and it's uplifting. You know, why do we have it on Tisha B'Av? Like, what's Tzion Hal Tishali or any of the Tzion keynotes? You know, why is it here? So the way that the Rav and many others explained was that part of the obligation of Tisha B'Av is to remember what once was, as opposed to just the destruction. We know when it comes to a Zecher, we have a Zecher L'Chorban, leaving open a space of your house, breaking a glass at a wedding. There's also Zecher L'Migdash. Let's remember what it used to be like, you know, when the base of Migdash was there, not just sort of the destruction. So these keynotes, Tzion, is like a reminder of like Israel and its beauty, Israel and its glory. And of course, to a large degree, we still experience that now. That's not necessarily lost with the passage of time. But certainly is a beautiful reminder of where sort of the heart of a Jew is and where the heart of a Jew remains. It reminds us the difficulty of Jews for thousands of years in the Galus of not being able to be so connected to one's homeland. And we continue in this morning and all mornings to affirm our great connection and the beautiful connection with Eretz HaKadosh. Hina Lamivab, Sion Hal Tishali. Sion Hal Tishali, Vishla, Masirai.